Wonder, boys and girls, have you ever thought about buying somebody something only to discover that it was far too expensive? Maybe you were thinking about somebody special. You wanted to buy them something, and when you sat down to consider all of it and gathered up all your money, you thought, oh, I just not sure I could give as much as that for that particular thing. Well, a young boy one day overheard his mummy and daddy talking. They were talking about a very special event, and it was soon coming up, and it was his mummy's birthday. Now, of course, as he listened to his mum and dad, daddy was trying to find out from mummy what it was that she would like for her birthday. All us who, of course, have been in that situation, we know the answer to that already. When you say, well, dear, what would you like for that? Oh, I don't need anything. But you give them anything, give them nothing, and you're dead meat. So you have to be very careful when it comes to situations like this. And the little boy overheard the conversation, and he thought, well, I think I would like to do something really special for mummy's birthday. So as he listened on to what they were saying, he decided he'd slip up the stairs. He went to his bedroom. He took out his money box that he had sitting on a set of drawers, and he took it over to his bed, and he opened the top of the money box, and he threw out every single penny that he had. And most of them were pennies. But he threw it all out onto the top of the bed, and then he got himself a little bag, and bit by bit he gathered up every penny, every 5p, every 10p, and put everything in this little bag, and he tied a knot on it. Put it nicely back into his drawer, and the very next day he headed off with what he had in that little bag, and he went down into the town to the shops and began to look around the shop fronts just to see if he could see something that he could buy his mum for her birthday. He looked in one shop window and another, and he was almost finished in the town centre. He couldn't see anything that he thought his mother would like. And then he was walking past this jeweler's shop, and he looked into the window, and here was this lovely big bunch of blue beads, a big string of them, sitting in the middle of the window. The little boy thought, well, blue's my mummy's favourite colour. She's always talked about having a string of beads. He said, I'm going to go in, and I'll buy these for her birthday. So he walked into the jeweler's shop, and the man was there, and he bent over and he said to the man, he said, sir, could I see that string of blue beads that you have in the window? The man sort of looked at him, frowning, wondering what on earth the little boy was thinking. But anyway, he proceeded, went to the window, opened the window box, brought back this lovely string of blue beads, and he set it down. The little boy looked at it for a moment or two, and he lifted it. He even tried it on to see it was the right size, and he took it off, set it down, and he said to the jeweler, he said, listen, I would like to buy those for my mummy. What? Said the jeweler. They're very expensive. It must be for a very, very special occasion. Well, the little boy said, it is. It's my mummy's birthday, and I want to give her a big surprise. Now, the shopkeeper knew that the little boy didn't have enough money. He knew just to look at him, and he knew the cost of the beads, but he said to the little boy, have you the money with you? And the little boy put his hand in his pocket, and he pulled out the bag, and he opened the neck of it, and he just emptied out everything onto the top of the glass counter. The jeweler looked at it and looked at the little boy. The little boy said to the man, I'll take them. But you know, the man looked at the money again. And he looked at the little boy and the joy in his face. And he went over. He got a lovely box with the name of the jeweler on it. And he took the string of beads and he put it nicely into the box. Closed the box. Wrapped it up. Put a beautiful ribbon on it. A little card with the boy's name, and handed it to him and said, son, I hope your mummy has a great birthday. Just 2 days later, the birthday came and the little boy came down the stairs, and he came over and he said, mum, here's your present. And she took off the wrapper and she gave him a big hug and she opened it to her surprise. Here was this lovely, lovely necklace made up of blue beads, something she always wanted and could never afford. She didn't like to discourage the little boy, so she thanked him. And off he went with a smile on his face. And she looked at the beads and she made sure they were real. And she realized they were real, they were very expensive. And she looked at the box and she saw the name of the jeweler. She thought, how on earth did he ever do that? So the next day when he went off to school, she took the box, she took the beads. Down she went to the jeweler's shop and she walked in and she introduced herself. She said, sir, I'm concerned about this. For she said, I don't know if my son had enough to pay for these beads. The shopkeeper looked at her and he smiled at her. He said, yes. He said, I give them to your son because he paid the biggest price that anybody could pay because he gave everything he had. Everything he had. Do you know, boys and girls, isn't that what the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us? That you and I might have salvation. That you and I might know our sins forgiven and that we might be sure of a place in heaven. He didn't just give something because he gave everything. He gave his own life in death on the cross. And he didn't just pay some of our debt. He paid all of our debt. When he shed his own precious blood for all of our sins. You see, Jesus Christ, the Bible says, loved us. And he gave himself for us. Do you see the next time you go to buy a present for Mum's birthday? I hope you do. Don't forget about our dad either. But the next time you go to buy a present, or the next time that you receive a present, take a look at it. And before you even open it to find out what it is, you remember that the Lord Jesus Christ gave his all for you. He gave everything he had that you and I might have salvation.